a field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass or clover or alfalfa or something for hay, what would you call a field like that?
Oh, would I call it a pasture? Probably not. I'm not sure.
Okay. Suppose there was some land that had water standing on it most of the time. What would you call that?
A swamp.
Okay. Would a swamp be something big or something small?
Could be either.
Okay. Say you had a similar place, but it was along the sea. Would you call anything different?
The tidelands.
Okay. What all different kinds of soil is there? Can you describe different soils for me?
Oh, there's acid soil, and there's alkaline soil, and there's loamy soil, and there's...
And what was it last time, soil?
Loamy. Loam.
Okay. What do you call that?
There's sandy, and there's...
What do you call that, real black, heavy soil?
What do you call it?
It's real sticky and gooey. And I have some in my backyard, and I hate it.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's also caliche if you happen to live in Texas.
Now, explain what caliche is, won't you?
Oh, it's a combination of clay and whatever dirt, I guess, is there. But it's mainly it's a very clay, hard soil.
Uh-huh. Is it usually a particular color? Or?
It's yellowish, usually.
Okay. If you had somebody get the water off of some swamp that was on your land, you'd say they are doing what?
Draining.
Okay. And what would they have to dig in order to drain the swamp?
Have to dig a trench.
Okay. Any other thing you might call it?
A ditch.
Okay. Are those two the same thing, or is there a difference between a trench and a ditch?
Oh, I guess I think of a trench as being a little deeper.
Okay.
Other than that.
Okay, let's see. What would you call a shallow arm of the sea that comes in? You have a name for that?
An inlet.
Okay. What about a tidal stream, like a narrow bit of water that flows in and out of the tide?
Unless I would call it a tidal basin, but
that's more of a, actually
I think of that as more of a contained.
Of what now I understand? Up and down, I don't have any sense.
A tidal basin I would think of more as a lake type body of water.
Okay.
Rather than just, an inlet that filled and unfilled, probably something that was filled. An inland area that was filled by the tides.
Okay. What would you call a deep, narrow valley that gets cut by a stream of water, and it's usually off in the woods or off in the fields, someplace like that? It could be as much as, 10 or more feet deep, or maybe 10 feet across. It's usually caused by erosion. Sometimes it has water in the bottom, sometimes it doesn't.
Well, I don't know. It could be a valley, but that's not what you're after.
Would you ever call it a hollow or a wash or a ravine or a gully or a gulch or a draw?
I'd probably call it a ravine if I called it any of those.
Okay. If there's been a real heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a little channel, like across a road,
mm-hmm.
or maybe through a field, about 3 or 4 inches wide and a foot deep or something like that, what would you call that?
I don't know if I'd call that a wash. I'm not sure.
Okay.